Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, if you're in the Northeast, and I'm sure up and down the coast, you're enjoying this great weather, and get out and enjoy it. It won't last forever. And what does seem to last, nothing lasts forever, but I guess it's kind of a poor segue to today's topic, the advantage of investing in timber and coconut trees. And we're on a continuing saga here. Is joining us is Alex Wilson. He's the CEO of Precious Timber. Want to go to get you the website. It's precioustimber.com. And I want to remind everyone, as we will frequently do, that Alex is not an investment advisor and is not giving any investment advice. And he will explain that further as we introduce him. Alex, welcome. It's great to have you on. And let's talk about investment in trees, something that people are basically unfamiliar with. But first, just a quick overview again of what Precious Timber is for the people who are listening for the first time.
Yeah, thank you again, Stu, and it's nice to be back on the show. Timber's it's a very unique space, and it's as we talked about this many times. It's kind of an unusual space. It's not very familiar to the average investor, but it is very familiar to maybe the higher net worth investor. In particular, endowments and institutions over the last couple of decades have been heavily investing in timber. Also, some of the largest billionaires across the world, and especially here at home, Ted Turner, of course, from Turner Broadcasting, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, John Malone from Comcast. The reason the higher net worth person likes timber, in fact they love it, is simply because of two reasons. Number one, it doesn't zig and zag. It doesn't go up and down like regular traditional indices and markets. It doesn't get affected when the economy is not doing too good, especially when there's crashes. It doesn't react. And the reason for that is the second reason, and that's because a tree is a biological entity. It grows in good times. It grows in bad times. And we have this global population now exploding to 8 billion people. And, of course, all of us like to use, wood. We don't probably know it every day, but each American uses one 100-foot tree every year.
For people who are in more conventional investments and are dealing with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc., is there any way to, you may have answered it already by saying it doesn't fluctuate, it's not dependent upon it, but with bond yields low, stock prices high, etc., are there any tips people can get by looking at the market and then analyzing timber? Are they completely two separate issues? You shouldn't look at it, even if the market is going up $1,000, 1,000 points a day.
Well, that depends on how someone would like to maybe consider holding it, because there are many ways to hold timber. obviously you can buy in publicly traded companies, you can buy shares, so that's just a simple, you know, stock allocation. That really is not what I call a pure play. I mean, obviously the companies are susceptible. We saw what happened in 2008 when all boats sank, so that's probably not the way, best way to own it, but it is a way to own it. Another way is in a REIT, but most of the timber REITs are mainly real estate plays. And then the third way, which is the way most investors own timber, of course, is you want to own the physical, tangible asset, the forest itself, the dirt. Now, of course, you don't want to manage it. You don't want to be there, you know, having to figure out when the trees have to be felled and replanted. So that's why you hire someone like our firm. It's a timber management firm in the Central American tropics, because we're not growing the softwoods and the pine and the Douglas and the fir like you see here in North America. We're growing the very valuable stuff. Our company's called Precious Timber. We're growing the mahoganies, the cedars, the teaks. And so with respect to the marketplace and figuring out when's a good time, in fact, the Chinese have a proverb, and the proverb is simply, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today.
I love what international investor Jeremy Grantham said, money that grows on trees. I mean, it's so apropos to what you're talking about. But on an investment basis here, whom is timber best off for in terms of an investment? The institutional investor or the individual investor?
Both. Individual investors that have a long-term window, most of investors seem to have a short-term window. They like to make a short-term gain and then move it into something else to make another short-term gain. Timber's not good for that investor. For a wealth preserver, someone that's got a portfolio and they're not thinking just a 10-year plan or a 20-year plan, they're thinking about creating serious wealth that they can possibly pass on. Legacy investors. So if you've got, if you're a speculator, if you're a stock trader, if you're someone that likes to get in and out of stuff, obviously timber's not a good space for you. For those of us that understand growing money slowly, and would certainly those that would like to get some mid-teens returns on an annualized basis, when you're growing money mid-teens annualized, you know, your portfolio becomes exceptionally healthy after a period of time.
So is it just hypothetically here reasonable to come to the conclusion that if you're in your 50s, you're going to start really seeing the profits in your 70s or 80s?
60s and 70s, yes. So you need to, especially where we're at, because as I mentioned, we're in the Central American tropics. Things grow a lot quicker down there. You know, mahogany tree take 35 years up here, but they can grow in a nicer period of 12 to 15 years down there. So that may sound like a lot of time, but, you know, I think for those investors that have done their due diligence and done some homework, growing money over time is far better for our portfolio than growing money slowly. But if someone needs income, then they don't have to go into a hardwood tree. They can go into a coconut tree.
Just taking the flip side of this coin, with those who don't want to see that long window, how can you get income sooner if you're in your 50s or 60s?
Well, you can. We've got a triple blended fund that we've released, and that fund starts giving off dividends in the second year. And the reason it gives off dividends in the second year, the third component is coffee. So coffee is in the fund. Coconuts are in the fund, and timber is in the fund. So yeah, you can get you can allocate a portion of your portfolio into a triple blended, still owning the dirt. The fund owns the dirt, so the value of the appreciation on the dirt is still applicable. But that's a way to get some income, early in the investment, and then of course it continues on, and the longer you hold it, the higher the income is, because the greater the volume of growth that's occurred in the commodities that you own.
Now, you talked last week about Nicaragua and the great opportunities that it provides, fertile, perfect climate, safe. I always have to include that today. How do people know? Well, take Nicaragua, that they're getting the right plot of land to invest in, that will allow the trees, I don't know, I think they have to grow, what, 15 or 20 feet apart, that will allow the trees to nurture. It's like many other real estate things. It's great, but, you know, it's location, location, location.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can grow trees in New York, you can grow them in California, you can grow them in Costa Rica, you can grow them anywhere you want. They grow all over the place. But if you're looking for the ideal location, you're going to go across the world, just like Harvard did. Harvard went down to Brazil and out to Romania and made investments in those parts of the world because they wanted to shorten the time frame, the growing cycle. We're on the Central American tropic border between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, where Mother Nature gives us the most amazing conditions. You know, every single day it's sunshine. It's 80 to 90 degrees. We have 300 inches of rain. We've got the most fertile soils. And so what we work, you know, we work with accredited investors, and we, you know, we focus in on what it is they're trying to accomplish. This isn't just a one-size-fits-all. If they're trying to accomplish certain things, like sending grandchildren or children to higher education in 10, 15 years, we'll put a plan together for that. If they're looking to pass wealth on, you know, after they're after they've passed along, then that's a plan. But picking the right place, I mean, in that part of the world, you know, it's all good. Nicaragua in particular sits on the sixth largest freshwater aquifer on Earth. So tremendous growing conditions geographically.
All right. We're going to address so many other aspects of this in coming shows. It's a fascinating opportunity. And I'm not here to recommend any stocks or investments. That's not what I do. And as I indicated at the opening, Alex is not an investment advisor. I'm going to give you a lot of information. Go to the website, PreciousTimber.com. It's all there. Alex, thanks. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, yeah.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox channel talking about business, and somebody who's as good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
All right, we're joined again by a gentleman. That's the first time he's joined us. But what I started to say was, again, it's a subject I know very little about, but it's a popular subject enough so that Joe makes his appearance. Joe Lample is on the Today Show, ABC Good Morning America. He's one of the country's most recognized, trusted personalities in gardening and green living. He's the creator, executive producer, and host of the multi-award-winning PBS series, Growing a Greener World. And he's here to join us to give us some great tips. And I've already learned, just from looking at this, exactly what to do now that the spring is here in terms of how you handle your lawn, conserve water, et cetera. Good morning, Joe. Pleasure to have you on. Nice to talk with you. I've seen you on air.
Thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure to be here. And I love how you opened the segment, because irrigation, is something that we do take for granted, and a lot of people don't know as much as they probably should know to conserve it. You know, talking about resources, I mean, that's what your specialty is. But water is a resource, too. And the thing about water that's different than making money is you can't make any more water. Every drop on this planet today is the exact amount that was here when this Earth was created. Nobody's figured out how to make any more or less, but the challenge is that from day to day and week to week, month to month, water moves. And so what we need to do is all we can to make sure that the water in the area where we live is available when we need it. And so that's where the conservation comes in. And just to put that in perspective, every single day, there's about 9 billion gallons of water used just to manage our lawns. But here's where the lack of knowledge, I guess, comes in, is that about half of that every day is wasted, Stu, because people are watering at the wrong time of day or they're watering inefficiently. And there's just simple things that we can do to change that. So that's kind of where I come in. That's my specialty.
Yeah, and I know you want to talk about the rain birds, a new smart Wi-Fi timer for irrigation systems. This, to tell us about its impact on the industry and what it can mean in terms of savings.
Well, here's the thing about that. Most irrigation systems that have been in the ground for a few years don't have the ability to communicate with local weather systems, for example, or stations. So, you know, you've been, I imagine you have, like I, driving down the road in a downpour, and you pass that house that has the lawn irrigation system going off. And that's an example of where, wow, that's some wasted water, and it's a, probably an outdated system. So where this Rainbird Wi-Fi timer comes in that can be connected to anybody's system, including that outdated one, or especially that outdated one, is that it communicates through Wi-Fi to your local weather system so that it knows if it's raining or if it knows if it's high humidity or windy conditions, and it can override your home system so that it's not activating it, thereby saving a lot of water and not overwatering. And that's the other thing. In addition to wasting water, most Americans tend to overwater because more plants are killed from drowning or overwatering than underwatering. And the same thing with lawns. A lot of the times that we get diseases in our grass is because they're too damp and too wet. So we miss that golden time to water, which is basically 5 in the morning till 10 in the morning, and then we water too much. So, you know, it's kind of crazy. But these are the simple things that we can do. And thanks to technology with these, you know, like this Rainbird Wi-Fi timer, it takes the guesswork out of it. It puts our irrigation on autopilot, and it makes irrigation intelligent, finally.
Right. I mean, and a lot of people don't have the correct perception of this. For example, if you get these thunder bursts of rain, these thunderstorms, where you can get 2 or 3 inches immediately down, people say that cures the drought, but it doesn't, because it's too much water to handle for the ground. So you really need this allocated, and why 5 to 10 in the morning?
Right. And you know, that's a good point about that burst of water for a short period of time. After a period of drought, well, that ground has probably become so hard, much of that water is rolling off. It's not even soaking into the ground. It's like it can't penetrate that what's become almost a concrete surface. So another thing that the Wi-Fi timer can do, for example, it can cycle those irrigation times to what I call soak and cycle, or cycle and soak, where you let the water run for maybe 15 minutes and then have it rest for 15 minutes. So you have a chance to kind of soften that surface where the water can then start to soak in more efficiently. And that, again, it's hard to do that if you don't have something doing that for you, like a smart timer, like the Rainbird timer.
Everything is a trade-off. You know, I can remember times where the water costs were so high and the weather was so dry for so long. Any tips on how homeowners, other than what you've mentioned, they can cut down on their water bills this summer and still reap the benefits?
Absolutely. Drip irrigation is the number one thing. And when I say drip irrigation, I'm talking about instead of like a hose overhead, you're directing the water on almost a pinpoint basis through drip irrigation systems, which is tubing right to an emitter that lets the water out right where you point it, basically at the base of a plant or a tree or in your lawn, having these in-ground systems versus an overhead, you know, a portable system. Because the equipment today, Stu, is so much more efficient, where you can direct the water to go exactly where you want it to go, in the right range that you want it to go without it being too much. So in-ground lawn irrigation and drip irrigation are the two number one things. And on that in-ground irrigation, combined with that Wi-Fi timer, Rainbird has a sweepstakes going on through Earth Day, I believe, that somebody can win a completely installed system, which is more than $3,500 of value. By, can I say a website that they could go to?
I was just going to ask you for a website.
Okay, yeah. So simply rainbird.com and then / rain delay sweepstakes.
Super All right, simple. Repeat that again one more time.
Uh-huh. rainbird.com/ rain delay sweepstakes.
All right, take advantage of this offer. It's something everybody
right.
can use. Unless you live in a condo setting and you don't have to worry about that, but that's another story. What about, you know, the waste of water? I think I see all the flower beds. I watch my wife watering the containers with all the flowers. I mean, our house outside is loaded with them, loaded inside. You know, what kind of tips do you have?
So, again, rather than just, you know, randomly watering at the right time of day so you minimize the evaporation impact and the impact that wind has on wasting that water, you want the water to go as close to your target as possible under low pressure, and that's where those drip irrigation systems work in. And again, these are things that don't require any sophistication level whatsoever. You can buy these kits at Home Depot or, you know, any do-it-yourself place. in a matter of minutes. And I'm talking about just plugging one hose into another, basically. It's super simple.
All right. I wish we could continue. I'm getting a great education. Joel Lample, it's been a real pleasure having you on. And check out the Rainbird. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu.
All right. We'll be back.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as the body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you a 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to sullybeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave. And I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
All right, we're back, and the controversy and the issues, the political issues, are—they're not going to go away. We see all kinds of war zones, and I don't mean that with guns, although that's true too. But in terms of this administration, the presidency, and what Trump is looking to accomplish. I think he's done a lot of things right, and nobody is ever totally up to snuff on everything. But he's ready right now, and I agree, to move forward on tax reform and a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. 5 years ago, I would have said, "Why spend the money on infrastructure?" After everything I've seen on the news for the past couple of years, with our bridges, our roads, our highways, I think I don't think we have any choice. Now, there's common ground, perhaps, to gain a footing with the Democrat opposition, although ultimately there's never going to be any common ground to gain it, but that's a good starting point. Everybody seems to agree on infrastructure plans, renewals, except I'm sure when it comes to the budget breakdown, where the money should be allocated, it's going to be difficult. This has to be done on a state level. So we've got also tax reform coming up. And although you're seeing the market, people say, "Hey, look at the market went way up. You said it because of Trump." Nothing lasts forever. Everything levels off. We haven't had a crash or even a correction. It's not all Trump. It's the Fed. It's the global economy. It's the mood of the country. It's the VIX. So just, a couple of people have said, "Oh, look at Trump. Trump, we're up a couple of thousand points since he's in office." So what do we do about Syria? What do we do about Russia? How serious is Russia in threatening to retaliate? They're sending a warship into the area near where the Syrian port is. This is Russia's interest. Do I have to agree with everything Russia does? No. Do I understand it for a strong nationalistic leader? Yes, Putin is a strong and dedicated national leader, a leader for nationalism. And for that, I applaud him. And people take that statement, take it out of context, and say that, even when I said that he was a more effective leader than Barack Obama, it's the truth. Doesn't mean I endorse his leadership. Trump has still got to learn the ropes. He's still got a ways to go by kind of figuring out how to maneuver the waters. And he's shown some bursts here of looking to work with people. The inner conflicts that they're talking about in the White House right now, the one that they're featuring is Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon is, kind of a right-wing, rebellious figure. It's not so much his views that I oppose in total. It's his hard-nosed, caustic approach. And he's obviously, as far as I can see, even though he's off the National Security Council meetings, he's still in good stead with Donald Trump, because Trump is never going to get rid of Jared Kushner. Am I even suggesting that he does? But his advice to both of them, well, often you see these small cases in court, you know, case dismissed, work it out between you. It's the same thing here with Trump, who's telling Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon to work it out. Now, I think there will be some moves, maybe Reince Priebus. I don't know. There are always shakeups in the administration, except that any shakeup in this administration is going to draw a lot of attention, much more so than any other. Now, for those who think that there's a covert love affair going on between Putin and Donald Trump, maybe you better think again, because I've been hearing less and less in the news about the collaboration. There's a lot of pressure here, and in some cases, our relationship with Russia is the worst that it's been since the last Cold War. There is a settlement to this. There are a few settlements. One is, and I you know, this is what people are clamoring for, and it would be great if Trump agrees with Russia to break the ties with Assad. Here's the problem. It's so complicated over there that as evil and as vicious as Assad is, remember, we got rid of Mubarak. We got rid of Gaddafi. It doesn't necessarily mean that the solution forthcoming is positive. Assad is watching out for his element and the Christians for whom he defends. He's apparently as evil as he is, a fierce loyalist. Do you want ISIS to overrun and take over Syria? And I'm just thinking, of course, you know, you have the Syria-Iran-Russia relationship. It's a matter of choice. And I'm not as eager to see our efforts being put forth to remove Assad from office when we don't know who's going to come in to replace him. So the situation is complicated. What does concern me, and I've said this from day one, I have been thrilled with the selection of the Trump administration. However, there's a general conception that generals, didn't mean to use the word twice, generals tend to take militaristic positions and make choices which suit their backgrounds. Now, Mad Dog Mattis and the others are eminently qualified. But is there a push from them to contradict what Trump said in his during the primaries and during the whole election campaign that we don't want another war? Well, here's a former war hawk talking right now by saying we don't want another war, but we have to be ready in case it's in our national interest. For example, I think the first and most real threat on the horizon is North Korea, because that nutcake, that delirious fruitcake over there, he won't hesitate to press the button, because I don't think he cares one way or another what the outcome is, not only for other people, but for people in his own country. And when you have the leader of a country who couldn't be less concerned about his own people, you've got a dangerous entity, and Kim Jong-un is one of them. But that's okay. We're going to find a way to deal with it. Two comments before we finish this segment. I suggest you read this morning's very liberal newspaper, The Washington Post. Susan Rice told a whopper on chemical weapons. There's a great article in there by Victor Hansen, talking about all of the lies and how Susan Rice was duped, or she ended up duping everyone into the series of lies from Benghazi and all the way down. It's an interesting article. The point of interest here is it comes from the very liberal Washington Post. And the big singular victory this week, I don't care whether the filibuster was overturned, the nuclear option was employed. The point is Neil Gorsuch has been elected or approved or affirmed. And, of course, Trump had to make his little egotistical comment. I did it. I got it done in the first 100 days. These are the kinds of temperamental things that you have to deal with Trump, with Barack Obama. It was less measured that way, but he couldn't say, I accomplished this, I accomplished that. Couldn't say it 1,000 times without giving a speech. All right, one more segment to go. This is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
All right, joining us now, Michael W. Simcoe, S-I-M-K-O. He is the author of The Doorway, An Unanticipated Journey into the Wild West of the Philippines. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Michael, welcome to the show. Sounds like a fascinating book. Why'd you write it, and what's it about?
Okay. Well, very briefly, it's something I thought about a lot, and I think a lot of other people think about it, too. Somewhere in people's lives, sometimes many people think, they wonder if they could go back and change something in their life that might be a change for the better or to correct something. The idea came to me, and of course I love what-if stories, what if this happened, what if that story, but this is a journey that most people, if not everybody, would not be able to take, but this is a journey into a very dangerous area, the most southern island of the Philippines, Mindanao. It's called the Wild West of the Philippines because it's a very wild and dangerous, very dangerous area. It's been in the news a lot. So it's an opportunity for the reader to really to take a journey, a real nice journey, into an area that they would never be able to go to and really enjoy themselves.
Is this book biographical in nature? Is there any non-fictional element to it? Have you been there? Does it apply to you?
Well, it is not. It is absolutely pure fiction. It is not biographical, although, I have visited the Philippines. I have spent a lot of time in Asia, and especially Southeast Asia in my earlier days, okay? So I'm very familiar with the area, but it is not biographical. I have visited the Philippines. It's a beautiful area, beautiful people, absolutely.
Give us just an overview without divulging too much about what the theme of the book is, the theme of the story.
Well, basically, the theme of the story, it's, in the beginning, it's a setup for the full adventure. There's a combination of many things in the story, many, many things, many facets that make up the story. In the very beginning, the man, the main character, misses the last final mission. He's supposed to go on with his friends. And they go on the mission without him, and they disappear completely. He carries this back into civilian life, a big gorilla on his back, very guilty all his life. He's become very successful because of the fact that he becomes a workaholic, but there's a lot of other things that become involved. There's a situation, a marital situation, where he gets involved in a marital situation, which is problems there. There are office politics. He gets involved into a near-death experience. All these things that lead up to the point where he is given the opportunity, a one-time, no-going-back opportunity to go through a special portal and have the opportunity to save his friends. He's given the choice, and it's going to be up to the reader for them to read to see what leads up to it.
What was the most difficult aspect of writing this book?
The most difficult aspect of writing the book?
Yeah.
Trying to remember all the equipment. I have, like I say, this is not biographical, but I've had a lot of experience with a lot of the equipment that's used and so forth, and going back and trying to recall all the equipment that's used and all the tactics and things like that, that is probably the most difficult part.
Is this book intended for any specific demographic?
Any specific demographics? No, not really.
All right, so it's for young people, older people, anybody who has an interest in how you define the content of this book. Is that correct?
Say that again.
It's for anybody with any interest. There's no particular phase or specific.
Yeah, it's a complete all-across-the-board interest.
What was more difficult?
Of everything.
What was more difficult, writing the plot or developing the characters?
Developing the plot was probably the most difficult part. We had to take this individual through the early stages of the setup before he goes into the adventure to the part where he begins the adventure. And then the most difficult part is reaching his friends and then escaping, okay? Because Mindanao is you have Abu Sayyaf, which is a terrorist group. It's a training ground for Al-Qaeda, as I've been told. It's been a trouble spot way back in the Spanish-American War. They've always wanted to be independent, so it's always been a big trouble spot. So there's always been a move. They wanted to be independent, and there's always been a lot of trouble down there. So it's always a troublesome situation.
Does this book open itself for a sequel? Do you plan to write a follow-up to it?
Well, actually, this is I've actually written two other novels, but I have left an opening at the very end in the epilogue for a sequel to this story. Absolutely. It's a wide-open door to continue, because there's, besides being adventure, this is not a straight, it's not a tech novel, it's not a straight adventure novel. There's a little bit of everything, including a big romance. Okay, a very big romance part of the story. And, of course, my trademark in all the books that I write is, I'm going to have a dog in every one of my stories. That's my trademark, some kind of heroic dog that helps the main character.
I got just about a minute to go. Some closing comments or points you'd like to make that we haven't covered during the interview.
Okay, look. The main point I like to make is, it happened to me when I picked up a book many years ago in Seattle. I was in aerospace.
Got about 20, 15 seconds.
Okay. It's the thing, I like somebody to pick it up and start reading it, and I hope they continue reading it and they can put it down until they finish the story. That's the way I feel about the story.
All right, Michael W. Simcoe. The Doorway, an unanticipated journey into the Wild West of the Philippines, Author House. Thanks so much, Michael. And everyone, I want to thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,